This is Word of Mouth. I'm Taylor Quimby, in for Virginia Prescott. For nearly a decade, Peterborough, New Hampshire has hosted BROKE, the Affordable Arts Fair. It's a refuge where frugal or budget-conscious art aficionados get connected with local artists and makers who are offering their wares for $50 or less. The Arts Fair is part of Peterborough's annual music festival, The Thing in the Spring, which kicks off this year on June 10th. You'll find all sorts of art and artists there, jewelers, bookbinders, potters, and one painter who gets inspiration from his very own backyard. I'm standing on the side of a back road in New Ipswich, hunting for turtles.
See the two sticking out, and then if you look to the right.
That's artist Matt Patterson. He's pointing at a cracked and broken tree trunk. It's half submerged in a swampy pond just off the road.
Oh, yep. This wasn't looking far enough.
Yeah, they're just chilling.
Yeah.
It's a nice sunny day.
Two grapefruit-sized turtles are sunning there, so still, they look like a couple of mossy stumps.
See if I can sneak in and grab one.
Oh man, that's like tick central.
Matt heads into the marshy grass holding a long wooden bug net. He drives down to this pond a lot to catch and photograph animals. Snakes, salamanders, frogs. His favorite are the turtles.
What is it about turtles?
I don't know. Really cool animals. I mean, they're all compact in a little shell. And I don't know. Something about them, though.
Of course, he isn't doing it just for fun. The photographs he takes are references for his artwork. Matt paints in a long tradition of naturalist illustrators. His paintings look like they belong in an old science museum. He uses coffee to give the paper the look of an aged map. And then each painting features a specific animal, highlighted in its own miniature ecosystem. The broad, flat head of a hellbender salamander perched on the rocks of a riverbed. A musk turtle stretching its neck towards a tasty-looking minnow.
I'll start with doing like a drawing, and then I'll just start the painting by, you know, slowly building it up, acrylics and gouache.
His latest work, a coffee table slash reference book that was co-written with a New York conservation biologist, is something that could be enjoyed by lovers of wildlife or lovers of art. And since it's focused on the reptiles and amphibians of the Northeast, why do research via Google when you can get reference material at the local frog pond? Just watch out for the snapping turtles.
I was taking pictures and I kind of forgot how close I was, and he bit my camera and my thumb at the same time. And I actually got a picture of it as it was happening. So I have like a picture of his like mouth wide open, looking down his throat.
That's awesome.
Obviously, he didn't get me too bad. It's just like a cut, but.
In the book, the snapper does look ready to pounce. The colors of these animals are often pretty earthy. So Matt uses bright vegetation or background mushrooms to help the browns and reds of his turtles really pop out of the page.
They're hard to grab.
Yeah, they're quick.
Unfortunately, they're not exactly popping out of the water.
They're gone.
So we hop back into Matt's truck and drive the 5 minutes to his house, where there are a couple of more reliable references having a snack in the backyard.
One of them is a three-toed box turtle, which I've had for like 22 years. And then the other one is a African spur-thigh tortoise, which I think we've had him for like 10 years.
In a small enclosure, a tortoise roughly the size of one half of a basketball is munching on a freshly cut piece of apple.
His name's Eddie, and the other one's Polly.
Matt pulls out another turtle wedged inside a small cave, tucked so neatly into her shell that Matt could hold her like a baseball.
Yeah, this one, I had this one growing up, and I had a cage out, you know, at my parents' house outside, and one fall, I couldn't find her anywhere. And I was like, oh no, you know, something happened, she got away. And then in the spring, I went out, and there she was, so she overwintered. Yeah, pretty crazy.
With lifespans that can surpass even their owners, it's no surprise that turtle people like Matt are a pretty devoted crowd, and the perfect customers for the framed prints and originals that he sells online. Turtle people don't just congregate at the local ponds anymore. Now they're on social media.
Instagram is pretty big now, though. I saw a lot, like, through, you know, we post them, people see it.
That's so weird to think that, like, Instagram is how you sell pictures of turtles and snakes, you know?
You can, like, target, you know, like, the right whole group of turtle people out there.
Is there a hashtag?
Hashtag turtles, yeah. Turtles at Instagram.
Another online gallery that gets a lot of business, Etsy, through which Matt has sold more than 750 originals and prints. His first book about fish was a collaboration with his dad, a veteran high school biology teacher who taught Matt how to hunt for turtles and catch frogs. Not surprisingly, the fish portraits sell pretty well online, but lately Matt is catering his artwork for another group of devoted wildlife fans, mothophiliacs.
Going to Mothapalooza this year, so.
Is that a real thing?
It's a real thing, yeah.
Standing there in Matt's perfectly rustic one-room studio, you get the impression that nature makes for a wonderful, and better yet, reliable muse.
Yeah, I'll just have my dog in here and get the stove going in the winter and, you know, paint away.
That is, assuming we take good care of our turtles. Broke, the Affordable Arts Fair, will be held on June 10th in Peterborough this year as part of the Thing in the Spring Festival. And you can find out more at wordofmouthradio.org, where you'll also find some photos of Matt Patterson's work and pictures of his two pet turtles, Eddie and Polly.
Noise you